Look who decided to finally rejoin the land of the living. Good morning, sleepyhead. How are you feeling? Oh, your head isn't hurting you too badly, is it? I think I may have misjudged how much of the sedative to use. I didn't want anything to go wrong, so I used the whole syringe, but I wasn't expecting you to sleep for so long. Oh, shh, careful, baby. Stop struggling. Oh, I don't want you to hurt yourself any more than you have already. Oh, your poor wrist. You've worn them positively raw. Oh, here, baby. Let me make you feel better. Oh, stop fighting, baby. I wish I didn't have to resort to these barbaric measures, but you really leave me no choice when you insist on behaving this way. I know that you think you need to continue playing hard to get in order to earn my attention, but baby, you don't need to play games with me any longer. I already love you so much. You don't have to do anything but enjoy it. Now, if you promise to be a good boy, I'll take your gag and blindfold off. How does that sound, baby? Nod your head if you promise not to scream. Yeah? You promise? Good. Oh, I can't wait for you to see what I... You liar! Oh, I'm so sorry, baby. Oh, your cheek is so red. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to slap you, but you promised. You promised you wouldn't scream. Why did you lie to me? Excuse me? I am not crazy. Is there any way to speak to your girlfriend? Oh, I wish you'd stop calling me your ex, baby. You know how much it hurts when you say that. And you can stop struggling now. All you're going to do is hurt yourself even more, and that will be all on you. Besides, after last time, I made sure to get restraints that wouldn't be able to break in a struggle. And you can forget about all that screaming, too. We're miles away from the closest town. Nothing around us but the forest. The only thing that will hear you scream are the wolves, so you're much safer staying quiet and happy with me. What other time? Oh, well, unfortunately, you are not the only man in my life who's made me work this hard for us to be together. The first, well, he wasn't grateful of everything I did for him, for us, and things, well, they didn't turn out so well for him in the end. Oh, don't cry, baby. I promise I feel nothing for him anymore. You don't have anything to worry about. Ever since I met you, I know that you are the only man for me. You are my everything. My heart, my soul, my sun, my stars, my entire universe. We are just so perfect for each other. There. That's better. Just relax. Give in. Stop resisting. Everything is going to be so perfect now that we're here together, alone in the wilderness, without any of the obstacles life has thrown at us in the way. Obstacles like her. Oh, shh, hush, baby, don't fret. It's okay. I don't blame you. I know that you were just confused, that your feelings for me were overwhelming and you didn't know how to deal with a love as strong as ours. It's only natural that you were scared. And she, that disgusting woman, she took advantage of you for her own selfish, evil ways, trying to tear us apart, but... Oh, but it's okay, baby. I promise I took care of her. She won't be bothering us anymore. Now, it's just you and me forever. Mm-hmm. Oh, baby, you are so sweet. Are those tears of joy I see? You must love me so much. Now, let me step back so that you can see my surprise. Here, take a look, baby. Do you notice what I'm wearing? No. Oh, well, maybe it's too dark for you to tell properly. This basement doesn't have the best lighting, I suppose, now does it? Well, baby, it's the outfit I was wearing when we first met. Don't you remember? I will never forget. I was studying in the campus library, and when I looked up from my book, I saw you. You were sitting at another table with some girl from one of your classes, and you looked bored out of your mind. I could tell you didn't want anything to do with her, despite how she was leaning into you and playing with her hair. A stupid little slut. And then your eyes met mine, and I could tell you felt it too. Love at first sight. I never knew it existed until that moment. Until you. I went and sat down across the table from you, drawn by the pure animal magnetism between us, and introduced myself. Oh, the dumb bimbo you were working on a project with didn't take the hint, and I could tell how uncomfortable you are. She was being so rude. Couldn't she tell we had just found each other? Had just found the missing part of our soul? Those are the memories I like to think of, baby. When I'm alone at night, touching myself to the thought of you, to the happy memories, before you got scared of how intense our love is. Before you ran off with her. But, baby, don't you see? We can go back to how it was now. Now, you're all mine. We are all we need. Oh, shh, don't move. Here, let me straddle your lap. Yes, just like that. Do you remember the first time we fucked, baby? You came so hard. You called it crazy how much you came. Called me crazy. Your cock is getting hard underneath my ass already, baby. Don't shake your head. I know you can feel it too. Are you remembering how good it felt? Sheathing your cock inside of my tight little cunt. Feeling me squeeze around you, worshipping your cock with my pussy. Milking you. Draining your balls. You insisted on wearing a condom that night when we fucked. Said we couldn't risk it. Baby, there is no need for a pesky condom anymore. I am the only woman who will ever touch you, ever again. And you are the only man who will ever, ever fuck me again. You can spill your seed inside of me. Empty your balls into my eager cunt. Breed me. Don't look so surprised, baby. I'm ready. I am so ready to start a family with you. In fact, I have a surprise. I'm ovulating. Oh, yes, I know. It's amazing timing, isn't it? Just imagine, baby. We could start our family tonight. Right now. Oh, baby, don't thrash around like that. I know you're excited, but you're still too drowsy from the drugs for me to untie you. You're not fully you. You might do something irrational without thinking of the consequences. And I can't let you hurt yourself. Not now. Not after all I've done for you. All I've done to have you. Oh, baby. Your cock is so beautiful. I almost forgot how perfect it is. Perfectly made to fill my pussy. To breed me. To fill me with your seed and fuck your child into my womb. Oh, sweetie baby. Don't cry. I'm happy too. So happy. I promise. I am going to make you the happiest husband in the entire world. The happiest father. I can taste the joy in your tears, my love. Here, I can't wait another moment. I need you inside of me. Oh, your cock feels so good. Sliding against my swollen lips. Can you feel how wet I am for you, baby? I have needed you for so long. Needed your cock. Needed your love. Oh, tell me you love me, baby. Tell me. Tell me you love me. Tell me. I love you too, baby. I do. Oh, I love you so much. Make love with me, my love. Make love with me. Oh my God. Your cock. It's so big. Oh, fuck, baby. It feels so good inside of me. You feel so amazing. Oh, my love. My heart. Oh, God, yes. Yes. Oh, God, kiss me, my love. Kiss me. My husband. Kiss your wife. Kiss me as I ride you. As my hips grind against you. Milking you. Squeezing every last drop of cum from your heavy balls. Oh. Yes. Oh, I've missed you so much. You will never, ever want for anything ever again. We will be together forever. You and me and our children. Oh, fuck me, baby. Fuck me hard. Fuck me. hump your hips into me and fuck my pussy full of your seed. Oh, yes. Fuck. Fuck me. Yes. God, just like that. Just like that. God. Oh, baby, yes. Oh, my God, yes. Fuck, I'm gonna come. God, I'm gonna come right now. I am going to come all over your cock. Oh, come with me, husband. Come with me. Come with me, please. Please. No. Yes. Oh, my God. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes. Give me your cum. Fuck, you're coming to me. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, don't move. Filling me, dripping out of me. Shh, don't move a muscle. I don't want your cock to leave me just yet. I want you to stay inside of me, filling me, my missing puzzle piece. Don't cry, my love. I'm certain you've impregnated me. Soon, soon we'll be a family.